B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, let's roll through a few stories, shall we? We'll start with this one. A Burger King employee reacted aggressively after a customer complained about her order. The worker allegedly yelled and cursed at a customer before pulling out a gun and pointing it at the woman.
You!
No injuries were reported, but the worker, Odoriel Moore Williams...
Put the barrel in your mouth.
...was taken into custody.
For French fries?
The incident occurred around 1 o'clock in the afternoon on New Year's Day in Memphis, Tennessee. The customer had reportedly placed her order at the drive-thru and then entered the restaurant to say that the order was wrong. Moore Williams was working behind the counter at the time and reportedly yelled and cursed at the customer, who pretended to go grab something from her car. A witness told police officers that Moore Williams had pulled out a gun and pointed it at the customer. She was then reportedly seen putting the gun in a paper bag and then handing it to an unidentified individual in the parking lot.
Why don't you repeat your order into the barrel?
Authorities took her into custody, and Moore Williams has been charged with aggravated assault. A Florida couple's violent argument over the Kelly Clarkson show...
This is unbelievable.
...has resulted in a judge ordering them to avoid further contact with one another. Yep, Florida woman, no question.
Florida woman, Florida woman.
Ronald Meyer,
Florida man.
Who's a Florida man.
Florida man.
And Linda Donahauer were watching an episode of Kelly Clarkson's talk show together in their Clearwater home when an argument developed. What started out as a verbal fight about the show turned physical when Donahauer, she, punched Meyer in the shoulder to quote, get him to be quiet because he was, quote, annoying her. Meyer then allegedly climbed atop Donahauer and punched her in the face.
Woo!
Hard enough to leave a red mark and swelling, which was observable by the arresting officer.
Wow.
Meyer replied to the accusation by saying that he was unaware of the mark on Donahauer's face and instead said that he held her down to, quote, get her to calm down.
Did Kelly Clarkson provide any testimony, video testimony for the case?
Not that I know of. Maybe that's down
the
road.
It's probably down the road.
The officer noted that both Meyer and Donahauer seemed intoxicated at the time.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
You know, just getting drunk and watching the Kelly Clarkson show.
Put Casey on.
And that this intoxication caused inconsistencies in their statements. They informed the officer that they had been romantically involved for approximately 14 years.
Mm.
The officer arrested both Donahauer and Meyer for mutual domestic battery.
She's my old lady.
And a judge forbade them to have contact with one another. Well, a 20-year-old Florida man awoke last Tuesday to discover a male intruder at the foot of his bed sucking on his toes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like that story you had out of Texas, I think it was.
Investigators say the victim was sleeping in his bedroom when the suspect somehow entered...
What are you doing?
...the locked residence.
Sucking on your toes?
No, the guy in Texas was tickling his butt.
Oh, tickling his butt.
Yeah,
okay.
It was close, but this guy was sucking on his toes.
Why are you doing that?
I like to suck on toes.
When the victim awoke around 3:30 a.m., his toes... were in the stranger's mouth.
God damn, my toes feel wet.
The victim asked the suspect...
Hired her.
The victim asked the suspect what he was doing.
Sucking on your toes.
What?
Sucking on your toes.
You are sucking on my toes.
Go to sleep.
Assuming that he was about to be robbed, the victim declared that he did not have any money.
I also took a poop in your hamper.
Oh, my God.
And in response, the suspect told him that he was there to, quote, suck toes.
I'm here to chew gum and suck toes, and I'm all out of gum.
The victim...
It sounds less badass than the other version.
The victim, who was alone in the residence, and began throwing punches at the intruder, forcing him out of the house.
Wait a second. I have three more little piggies to go.
And into the yard. As he was being driven from the home, the suspect told the victim that he had a gun.
Jesus.
And then attempted to fondle the victim's genital area. That's not cool. He just said he was there to suck toes.
Yes!
And he starts going
liar!
Balls. However, a gun was never seen during
next
the altercation.
Your balls are on deck.
Your balls are on deck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
After
usually it's the other way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless you're doing a handstand.
After striking the intruder in the face for approximately 30 seconds, the victim ran back inside the house and dialed 911. At this point, the suspect punched out the glass on the home's front window and then climbed atop the victim's car and stomped on the windshield until it broke. The suspect fled before police arrived, and a canine track was unable to locate the intruder, who was bloodied by punches thrown by the victim. So they're still looking for the toe sucker.
Do you think so? Let's say you're at home in your house, and if somebody were to get into your house and move around, what's your level of sleep? I'm like, my head's on a swivel when I hear with the slightest sound,
yeah,
and I'm up.
I'm a light sleeper, but I have a noisemaker in my bedroom to help me sleep. So
to cover over the toe sucking.
I'd hear him, but if someone were to enter my room,
yes,
I think I would wake up immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dogs, no way. I mean, the second there's a sound, there's no way you're going to make it through my house.
Yeah. They're good. That's good. I mean, your toes will remain dry.
My one dog barks so much it's annoying, but... could save our lives one day, you know?
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
All right, let's begin with this one. Yeah, how can we not start with this? A high school English teacher admits to repeatedly defecating in a public park. And a news crew was there as the same man returned to the same park. While they were out just
this
doing...
This is very similar to our story.
They were out just getting some shots of the park, and the guy was there. The news crew found Jeffrey Churchill preparing to leave Natureland Park. The longtime school district teacher had nothing to say about the disturbing and disgusting behavior he's accused of, requesting privacy before getting into his car and driving away. Natureland Park is the same park that he's accused of defecating in for more than 2 years. Okay, 2 years. The Public Works Department had to sometimes clean up his mess 5 days a week, multiple times a day.
Just loathsome. What's your park? When you need to go out and poop in a park, what park do you go to?
I'm a sucker. I like Fairmount.
Oh, really?
You know, it's right down the road from
here. I'm a Wissahickon man.
It's a beautiful park.
Oh, you guys don't go far. You
know? No. I can't hold it in.
No, I like to drive down the Longwood Gardens.
So
it's not like you're going to go up to Central Park.
Well, you got to pay to get in there, though.
Hey, dude, listen. Have you ever been there?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, totally.
It's gorgeous. I mean, and their bathrooms are amazing.
I mean, and this is outside.
Outside.
All right, so Richard said, this is a according to the head of the Public Works Department, he said it required us to go out there and check things daily. It was taking up precious time and resources to go and clean up unnecessary human waste. The feces was found in the open. The problem got so bad, the department installed a trail camera to catch the culprit, eventually gathering images of Churchwell and his car.
Dear God.
He said that gave us enough information that we shared it with the sheriff's department. When confronted by authorities, Churchwell reportedly said he did it for convenience, and it says, and to be disrespectful. Maybe they meant and to not be disrespectful. I'm not sure.
Or perhaps this was his protest.
In the same parking lot where the news crew ran into him, there is a working public restroom. Authorities say Churchwell agreed to pay a fine of over $6,000. The school district says Churchwell is on leave and is set to retire on January 6th.
You can't teach classes after that.
No, exactly.
Anything happen in your world?
Yeah. A shocking video of a man urinating inside an airport terminal has the internet completely horrified.
It's supposed to be the other guy's buddy.
Yeah. The offense caught on camera was shared by the Instagram account called Passenger Shaming on Tuesday, and it's not clear when or what airport the incident occurred in. In the video, the unidentified man is seen sitting beside a number of passengers with his pants unzipped and his unmentionables out, and he just begins to pee on the floor.
Are you actually shaming them when they're doing something that should be shamed?
I don't know. Some passengers can be seen watching the man in shock. Instagram users were also disgusted by the video. I don't know where it happened.
So when you pee in the airport, do you use the bathrooms?
I generally use the bathrooms, yes.
This is on a plane, I think.
No, it was in the airport.
It was in the airport?
In a terminal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's ridiculous. Oh, jeez. Over there with the peeing in the terminals. Jeez.
Two young men were found trapped on a snow-covered cliff edge of the Great Wall of China after attempting to steal bricks from the site, believing that they would bring good luck when the place when they were placed at their home.
Is that the myth that no. Bricks from the Great Wall bring good luck?
Not that I know of, but these guys thought that it would. The pair, who were
Great Wall.
20 and 26 years old, were reportedly to have lost their way while crossing the mountain near the Mutianyu section, one of the best preserved areas of the wall in the district of Beijing. The two men were found trapped on a cliff face more than 165 feet high in freezing temperatures for nearly 4 hours after they called for help.
Protect the bricks.
The pair were reported to have carried an empty bag, which they claimed they would be using to pick up litter along the way, but they were reported to have eaten at a restaurant nearby where they told the staff they were planning to steal a few bricks from the Great Wall.
This is our brick bag.
The two men were existed. They were exhausted and shivering. From the cold, but otherwise reported to be unharmed. They were allowed to return home after receiving a warning from police that what they had attempted to do was illegal and dangerous. I'm going to do one more story here. Let's see. Facebook users were left shocked by a post which seemed to show an American man proposing to his girlfriend using a pot of chewing tobacco as a ring box. The post, which was shared from Instagram, said, it was apparently on a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. And they left people confused and disgusted by the commenters. In the caption, the original Instagram post, the man's new fiance said, he said, would you take this dip into life with me? And I, of course, said yes.
Were they both chewers?
I don't know.
Was it Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah. He was using the word dip. She, you know, so.
Jesus.
So happy.
That's a Lenny proposal.
He said, so happy to have everything finally falling into place with my little family. The clearly.
It's wonderful finally have someone in my life.
The clearly thrilled bride to be added, I have everything I could ever want, and he couldn't have asked in a better way. I love you, baby. Commenters on the group were less than impressed, however, as many of them expressed disgust over the fact that he was using chewing tobacco to propose.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.